Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Because I'm really delighted to introduce our first guest. Our first, he had someone run with his name on their back, Phil Holder, who is a colorectal cancer warrior. Phil, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good day. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you on the show, Phil. I believe you're a professional musician. I know that you were in a band with Johnny Byrne. And
yes,
Johnny is such a friend to the DL Link. He is so amazing. He is so generous. He is so wonderful. So once again, we always love the sweetest person on earth. So it's great to have the connection, Phil. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. I'm doing okay. I'm down in almost in Richards Bay. I'm in Durban. And Friday I'm going for some therapy, some radiotherapy. So hopefully that's going to knock the cancer out. I've tried various other methods and chemo, which stopped working. So this is my next chance to try and with this horrible beast.
Yeah. So this is you fully in the journey. How long ago were you diagnosed, Phil?
In 2020, I went to Fitz Donald Gordon and Dr. Lutran, Dean Lutran, took my cancer out. You might know that name. Fantastic doctor, oncologist, surgeon, and he sorted me out. And then it came back in 2024 in May, returned. So it's been giving me trouble for over a year now. And it's been a long journey, but I'm positive and hopeful and just moving on, you know, through the journey of life and learning a lot through the experience of having this cancer. You know, one can gripe and moan, but the most important thing is I've met so many beautiful people in the way that can drive you to tears, especially in the Jewish community that has been so supportive and loving and caring. Getting tearful now.
I can hear that.
And I'm very grateful for, I think it's Uriel Gochen, that ran for me with my name on his T-shirt in Jerusalem. I'm very grateful to him. He's a good-hearted man and ran his heart out for me. I feel so honored.
It is amazing. It is amazing, Phil.
Mentioned Gabby from D-Link, Gabby Joseph. He's just been full of strength and continues phoning me when I need help here and there. Beautiful, wonderful mensch, wonderful person. And I'm very grateful for that as well. But Jonathan Byrne has been my loyal, faithful friend by my side. And
Naming all of those people who've had, I hear you, Phil. All those people who have made such an impact on you.
From Stan, phoning in, checking in, beautiful person as well. So I'm very grateful, you know, and I've been uplifted by the community and everybody I know. And I'm very, very honored just to know everybody in the Jewish community that is loving and caring. And that's all I can say.
Absolutely hear you, Phil. And as you said, I mean, with this Jerusalem marathon and having someone like Uriel run with your name on his back, have you spoken to Uriel? Have you actually had words with him yet?
Yes, we contacted via message, WhatsApp. We chatted a bit and I thanked him very much. And he said he was very happy to have my name on his back. And I said I was very blessed and honored that you do such a thing for me, and absolutely honored. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, Phil, it's so amazing because so often we have people who have run and I chat to them and they talk about what it's like for them. It's like this circle, you know, they're running with your name and with your name on their back, that you are giving them a strength that they never even knew that they had. So the strength is passed onto you and your strength onto them. And that's what's so powerful about everything with the DL Link, but very much with this. And you felt this, right?
The energy, yes. Well, I've played in many functions, many weddings, and given a lot of energy to people that, and I just love it. I feel I'm just there to enjoy everybody around me. And myself and Jonathan have been traveling this road and this journey of music together for close to 30 years now. And very good friends, very close. He's like a brother to me. And his family is so supportive and loving and caring. And all his friends are my friends. And it's just one big happy family. That's all I can say. My claim to fame is playing the saxophone. And I hope to get back there so I can contribute towards D-Link. I can play some concerts to raise some funds. And that's what I aim to do as soon as I'm better. And that's why I'm striving to get better soon.
Well, that sounds amazing because you know Michelle. You know she's listening to the show right now. She's just heard, okay, he's the saxophone. She's already thinking of the show. It's already there. There it is. It's set in stone. You're going to go for this treatment soon, and you'll be back playing that saxophone, I have no doubt.
And, you know, that's what's driving me forward. I just want to play and play for everybody and just and be grateful and give thanks and thank them by playing my music and helping raise some funds and just sharing the love, you know. That's it.
Absolutely. Phil, when does your radiotherapy start? When are you starting
it? It starts tomorrow. It's supposed to have been today, but my lift came in late, so I'm actually in Durban at the moment. I'm at this beautiful place. My daughter has a school down here in Umhlanga, and there's the sea. I don't know if you can see it.
I can.
It's been a bit of an overcast day, so I'm grateful to be in her apartment at the moment, and she's looking after me. And she'll take me through tomorrow at about 11:30, and my appointment's 12:45. So I'm quite excited to get this started. It'll be 4 weeks and 1 day per week. And we'll see how it goes.
You know, and please God. Please God for good health. Good health, and that the treatment goes well. And that, as I said, that I will be seeing you at a future event playing the saxophone.
Me and John just want to get back and make people happy.
And you will. That I have no doubt, Phil. I have no doubt. Oh, thank you for joining us, and all the best for your treatment. With lovely chatting.
Thank you. And my love goes out to everybody in the community, all the wonderful people I've met, and thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you, and take care. Good health. Thanks, Phil. Phil Holder, a colorectal cancer warrior who had Uriel Goshen run for him at the Jerusalem Marathon. You know, Phil just quite emotional about this connection with these beautiful people around him, which is what we talk about every single week. You are not alone. You are held. You are supported. You are loved. You are guided along this journey. And and it's just wonderful. So, because I mean, Uriel's amazing. He's a longtime supporter of the DL Link. He's a full marathon runner. He's run the Jerusalem Marathon with the DL Link a few times. So, you had a pretty awesome runner who had your name on his back.
Yeah, he's been there for 6 years, I think, in Israel. So, he's from me, I think, originally. Lovely guy.
Amazing. Very special. Guy. Amazing. Thank you, Phil. Go well.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.